losing track of time on things. Welcome back in here on Tide 99.1. I'm Chris Stewart. We've got Bama baseball coming up tonight. We've got Bama softball, I know, also coming up. Chad Haney, nice enough to swing by the Bama softball team in Starkville, taking on Mississippi State this weekend. You'll hear those games over on 95.3 The Bear. Of course, baseball tonight with pregame coverage starting at 6:30. The Tide taking on the Auburn Tigers. A lot of events going on tonight, and to have Sarah Patterson herself join us as we broadcast from here is pretty cool. Coach, welcome, and thank you very much for taking the time to come over here.
Well, thank you, Chris. Before I walk into the gym and start practicing a little bit, it's certainly nice to come out here on this beautiful day and see how everyone's starting to set up for our baseball game, and I wish them the best as we take on the Auburn Tigers, and then also to our softball team as they go over to Mississippi State.
It's a busy time, and ho-hum, you're down to one more meet. congratulations on another regional championship, 29th, I guess, out of 32 consecutive years that you've qualified from regional competition to the NCAA championships, and an astonishing number that will never be matched. Special, and I'm going to guess, Coach, just the least little bit of relief because it is in Birmingham, and the fact that the goal is always to get there, but especially when it's at home.
Well, absolutely, and I think about it over the years, and you know, some of the times I remember vividly, we were in West Virginia and we were hosting the championship here in Tuscaloosa. And I remember ending on balance beam and knowing, you know, what those routines meant, every one of them, to hit their routine so that we could return and have the opportunity to compete for a national championship. You know, we're a sport that during the year there's upsets and scores count and rankings are different. But then when you get to the regional championship, that's where we become like basketball. If you don't do it on that night, you don't advance. So I think there is a little more pressure on the ladies. It was a long trip to Seattle. We were the furthest team in the country that got sent. And, you know, but I think the ladies handled it well. We did everything the same way we did a couple of years ago when we went to Seattle, and that was including win the championship. So I think us returning now, I think, you know, the goal is always to be on the floor the last night of the season with a chance to win a championship. Well, we're one step closer to that, and get through the next few days of practice here in Tuscaloosa and then do our job on the first night so that we can advance. And it's a tough setting. We have there's four teams in our session that have won national championships, including us. Only three teams move on. We also have Nebraska and Penn State in there. Nebraska's beaten us once this year. So, I mean, you can't afford any mistakes. And they'll be one of the teams that's had a title in recent years and move on. So we're just going to do everything that we can to ensure that it's the University of Alabama. I can tell you that the fans can make a difference. Those championships, they made a difference for us. They raise the level of expectations. They raise the energy level, and it put pressure on the other teams. So I'm hoping that if people haven't gotten their tickets, that they're going to, now that we're qualified, that they go out and get them, because we need you there.
That venue, I know I was a kid living in Birmingham when that facility was built, but they've done some nice things to it over the years to keep it in for an event like this. It's a great setup. It really is a great venue, and to be able to have it located right there where so many of your fans, I know you draw extremely well here in Tuscaloosa, but you've got so many Alabama fans that live in the Birmingham area. It's nice to be able to compete and try to win it all right there in front of them.
Well, we do. And you know, that was the thing on SECs. It was the Saturday of opening day of spring break. And, you know, really, there were 8,500 people there, and the crowd was electric. And I remember listening to our athletes and staff talking about it and how it was a difference maker. So my hope is that, you know, everybody gets their tickets, gets there Friday night, and then, you know, they come down here and they watch A-Day on Saturday at 1 o'clock and then head back to Birmingham, because at 6 o'clock Saturday night, we hope to be contending for our seventh national championship.
Sarah Patterson joining us here on Tide 99.1. We're broadcasting today from the right field terrace overlooking Sewell Thomas Stadium. Bama baseball tonight against the Auburn Tigers with pregame coverage starting at 6:30 here on Tide 99.1. I had Mitch and Andy and Dax joining me earlier, and one of the things that I talked to them about was how special and unique it is to be able to come to the office and work with common goal with people that you may, a lot of places you may become friends after you've worked together for a while. In the case of those guys, they've been friends 20, 25 years.
Right.
You've got the same luxury with your staff. I mean, it's not just professional. It is personal. You don't have to explain to your staff what it is that you want. They know. They have known for a long, long time, and that's a very unique thing in this day and age in athletics.
Well, it is, and you know, one of the things I have to credit Mal with, and now Bill Battle, is, you know, when I walk down the hallway of our office areas, we call it the Champions Row up there, where, you know, Patrick Murphy, Mick Potter, Jay Sewell, everyone has, you know, they've won a national championship, and we have people aspiring to win national championships. We have seven teams that are ranked, you know, in the top 10, I believe, or top 12 this month right now. You know, I think it's an attitude. It's an influence. You know, you look at Allen for our women's volleyball team and Christy Curry, the dramatic changes that they have made quickly in their programs. You know, I credit that to Mal for the people he hired, and I really credit Bill Battle for stepping up and hiring Christy Curry. I think we have all benefited from that. But, you know, years ago when, you know, it was just gymnastics and football, you know, trying to win, and basketball, now I just feel like every coach has the same goals, the same aspirations. They reach out, they help each other, they support each other, and it's just an amazing place to be a part of right now.
I've asked you this before, but to me the story doesn't get old, so I apologize for asking you to basically tell it again. But I think it's really cool that you've gone from being in a spot where you're basically having to beg for a new mat, and you've gone from that to having the elite program in collegiate gymnastics, and you walk past a plaza recognizing champions in numerous sports that bears your name as you go to your office every day.
Well, it is an honor, really. I mean, you know, when I think back when I started, I was 22 years old. First of all, in this day and age, most coaches cannot start a head coaching career when they're 22 years old. But, you know, I was in the right place at the right time, and we've taken advantage of all these opportunities that we've had here. And I think, you know, and I said this to Coach Saban the other day when he was talking to one of our recruits, the football program has afforded us the opportunity to compete at the highest level. I mean, you don't go to 32 national championships. You don't have the funding and the money to be able to do that without the support of your football team. And I thank him every time for what he and the former football coaches have done for us. But it's amazing. I'm so happy for all of the athletes, going back to our 88 national championship team, that now they can bring their children, their grandchildren, come out here, share the plaza with them. Anyone outside of football that has won any SEC or NCAA championship, you know what, they have a legacy here, and it's not really about me. To me, it's about these athletes that we've coached, and they're the ones that have set the standard. And, you know, I think about it, there's the first year of recruits we brought in. 4 years later, we went to that first national championship. And to me, those are the real champions, because they're the ones that took a chance.
They did indeed. But the next stage of champions, the next ones to claim rings, and they've already earned rings by winning an SEC title.
Absolutely.
But you're starting to upgrade now when you talk about a national title. And next week, very, very special. And give us just a little bit of a preview again of from your roster.
Well, I think
what you're rolling out there.
I think our seniors have done an amazing job. You know, during their career, they've won two back-to-back national championships and finished third last year. Kim Jacobs, Sarah DeMayo, Deandra Milner, those three, they're all Americans. Deandra's an individual national champion. These kids have done an amazing job. Then you look at the bookend, and we have these this amazing group of freshmen. I think, you know, without these freshmen, we wouldn't be where we are today, the same as we were 4 years ago when this senior class stepped onto the floor. So I think it's kind of special that we have bookends on either side. And certainly these freshmen, they've learned a lot from our seniors, and I hope they can follow in their path and in their freshman year win a national championship.
Hope they can as well. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate you coming by. To always appreciate you being on, but walking over here to be with us.
Well,
I really
thank you.
Appreciate it.
This is the highlight of my day, getting to come out here.
Pretty cool.
And be outside here. And I wish the best to our baseball team tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Sarah Patterson, of course, legendary gymnastics coach at the University of Alabama, joining us here as we broadcast the show on location. Got a little bit of pizza left. Had a lot of people come by. We appreciate it. Some T-shirts and koozies from Tide 99.1 here as well, and greatly appreciate all the help from everybody in the University of Alabama Athletic Department for dropping by. I'm going to get kind of impromptu. If Chad Haney will come on by here, I don't think he heard me yet, but I want to get the voice of Bama softball to come sit down in just a moment and kind of talk about what's going on for this weekend. He's heads on for checking. And talk with us here. I know we wasn't planning on this, but I appreciate you coming by, Chad. Good to see you. I know you're headed to Starkville and getting ready for softball tonight. Preview that for us as you'll be on 95.3 The Bear.
Should be a good one. You know, Mississippi State's been struggling a bit at the plate, but two really good pitchers. Alexis Silkwood, a freshman for them, who's been the freshman pitcher of the week before this year in the SEC, as well as Allison Owen, who we've seen both when she pitched at Georgia and then she transferred 2 years ago over to Starkville. And she's been good. She's been good against us. I believe she was the one that got the win against us here last year in Tuscaloosa, a 3-2 game. They're going to be a team that's capable of beating us, though they're in the lower tier of the SEC in the standings. But, you know, you have that kind of it factor there, maybe with the fact that Van Studeman has still coached a few of the players on this team, still kind of knows Murphy. So it'll be fun to see how the series goes, but it's really more, Chris, about Alabama going over there and just playing Alabama softball and being concerned more about themselves this weekend, because certainly have everything it takes to take care of business this weekend.
Set the start times for us again.
Tonight is at 5 o'clock Central. Tomorrow is at 6 o'clock, and that was pushed back. It was originally on the schedule, I think, at noon or something like that.
Okay.
So it was just pushed back a few weeks ago for this Super Bulldog
Super
weekend.
Super Bulldog weekend that we've talked about.
Over there in Starkville. And then Sunday is 1 o'clock Central on either Fox Sports Net or Sports South, one of the two.
Good deal. Chad, good luck to you. We'll have it. We'll have all the games over on our sister station, 95.3 The Bear. Appreciate you coming by, and good luck. Safe travels to you.
Thank you. Good luck with baseball.
Haney. Thank you, man. Chad Haney, we'll have the call again on 95.3 The Bear. Bama softball coming up this weekend over on our sister station. We continue to broadcast live from the home of Alabama baseball. It's Sewell Thomas Stadium. We're in the right field terrace. We've got some pizza left, got some soft drinks. Come by, grab a little lunch with us if you haven't done so already. Probably got a T-shirt or two left that we can get to you. Come join us as we continue live here on your home for Alabama sports. This is Tide 99.1.